Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 10, verses 33 and 34. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn, where he took care of him. I love the parable of the Good Samaritan, and not least because it would have come as a complete surprise to Jesus' hearers. Jesus is being challenged by an expert in the law who asks for the legal definition of the word neighbour. I have no doubt that he was expecting a sophisticated technical response, and instead, Jesus tells him a story. To any Jew, the parable was deeply shocking. The fact that a man had been ambushed on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho wasn't surprising. The winding road that connected the two communities made it an ideal place to attack a traveller, all so different from the large, straight highway that we see today. But what was shocking was that the priest and the Levite did nothing. Of course, they had perfect excuses, since touching a dying man could have made them unclean and therefore unable to perform their duties in the temple. But even so, anyone with any heart would realise that they should have responded to the helpless man. What was astonishing is that Jesus chose to make the hero of the story a Samaritan of all people. The Jews and Samaritans hated one another with a passion, and Jesus' decision to focus all the attention on the loving generosity of the Samaritan would have been deeply offensive to his Jewish audience. Jesus was making a simple and straightforward point. Whoever you are, if you really care for another person, you need to do something. Worshipping God is worth nothing if it doesn't lead to loving, caring, costly action. Let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, give us your strength and wisdom to enable us to show your love to our neighbours today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.